Yesterday we saw the riff. We said, "Oh, everyone's right. You're right. You're right. You're also right. Everybody's right." But the Baal HaMor did not take that lightly. He attacked the riff frontally. Now the Baal HaMor was a very independent thinker. He was very young when he wrote his sefer. I think he was 17 or something like that. Is anyone here who's less than 17? You're the only one has an excuse. My father would tell me that the tzoris wrote the Shemaitre when he was 18. Once you're 18, you have no excuse. Only Menachem has an excuse. He's under 17. Baal HaMor is 17. That's what they say. Anyway, we saw the riff. You're right. You're right. Everyone's right. Baal HaMor says, you can't say it's your thing. I'm reading it from my edition, which is on page Dal in the new edition of Brachas, into the Rif. I have the old one here too. And the old one should be should be Beis Amin Aleph. That's exactly where the Ramban is. I'm assuming that it's on the same page. Yeah, Beis Amin Aleph in the old edition, and I have it read bigger print in the new ones on page Dalet. He says, "Cause of a Rif, Hani Kul Ilchus." Everyone's right. You're all right. Fine. Anan I Kashem Devi Harav. I don't understand him. Heichim Mizak Ishtorle Beitrei. How do you hold the star from both sides? The first version is arguing with the second version. How can they both be right? How can they both be right? How is it possible that you both be right? There's a cutoff point at Alosa Shachar, the first opinion. Cutoff point at Netzachama, the second opinion. They can't both be right. That's the question. Okay. I think the ref is wrong. Ubein Brisa the Kamaisa, Ubein Brisa the Basraisa, Iki Benayo Ben Amuna Shach, and it's a Choma. The Kamaisa, Chazi the Shal Yom, the Basraisa, Chlishal Laila, Uzmanash of Krishma Zu, Enos Manashal Zu, the Divri Hakol, the Makadisle, Makadisle, Uzmanash of Krishma Shal Arvis, Sof, Lishal Shachris, now this is a cutoff point, Ben the Brisa, Kamaisa, Ben the Brisa, Basraisa, Uke Brisa, Basraisa, Kaimalon, that the cutoff point is not Alos HaShachar, as the first version would have it, but rather what? Sunrise. How do you know? Should the Pasuk Abaya LeKamon, Tavav Tesla Beza, Kriyashma Ki Vasikin. Oh, Vasikin. Everyone knows what Vasikin is, guys? I told you, I daven Vasikin for over 3 months. Every day, except for one. And I learned what Vasikin meant. You say Kriyashma before sunrise. And you say Shmoneh Esrei after sunrise or at sunrise. That's what this means. Look what he says. V'yesh mishem mefarish the kriyashma kevasik in kolomah zman kriyashma shel yom ledidan kriyashma of the day for us is kizman tefila levasikin shumishas neitzachama, which means unbelievable that you have to say Shema shel yom after sunrise. The fundamental point of a seeking is that it should daven Shmoneh Esrei at sunrise. How do you know? If he and Ryle is at Pirish, Bidabaya Gufi Amal the Tfilin Kacherim, Afapish Ein Devi Acherim, the Tfilin Elabi Kriyashma, Samach Abaye Zman Tfilin is Man Kriyashma Shalacherim, Vichachu Pirusho, the Kriyashma Kivasikin, Zman Kriyashma Shal Yom, Lididan for us. Because man tefillah levasikin, okay. In other words, kriyashma for us is tefillah for them. In which case, kriyashma would have to be said after sunrise, when they used to daven Shmoneh Esrei, after or at or after sunrise. Says the Baal HaMor, "Sapirish ena mechuv." It's wrong. That's leave for me. Afal pishu na olam yodenu leinyan psak halacha. It's going to be right. We'll see in a minute. Avinya pirish ena nochan asli. V'nirali. A new chiddush in Baal HaMor. Sheshlosha shiurim hein. Echad kodam neitz hachama. Echad biha neitz. V'yechad li'achar neitz hachama. V'timsa shlosha shiurim alo b'mfuhashim. B'psochim perek rishon. Whoever learned first. Who learned first? Pick up psochim or ever. Raise your hand. Okay, so you know it a little bit. What does it say in psochim? Echad oma kodam neitz hachama. Echad oma b'tocha neitz. V'echad oma li'achar neitz hachama. L'manu misham. Fish shalosh machlokas shenemusham, Kishloshes manim heim. For kodam etzach chama, before the sun starts to rise. Chazi l'kriyashma shel laila v'lo shel yom. You know what's going on? Until the sun begins to rise, you cannot fulfilling the mitzvah of Kriyashma. So with all those months that I said, I daven we call v'sikin, I wasn't yotze kodam etzach chama. I think even in the Raisa was in Yotze called the Balamo. Keep going. Here's his Chiddush. And even in Shalila, it's only Bishas Atchak. Lav Shapel, Dom and Mevet Hachel Chatchila, El Kedetanya, Bebraisa, Odom Boman Asoda, the famous Braisa Dav Dalin, Ba'erev, Aholach, the Beis Akneses, etc. You should daven Marev immediately, Krishma immediately, before you may eat or fall asleep. Vim Oben Hachi, I feel amazed at Yotze Chavoso. But you are Yotze Yehovah, be amazed until when? Until the sun begins to rise. Here's a Girsa Mutarim. We have to get the Chayav, we'll get to that later. The Shamas Mina, Hoy Molam Unashachar Asur Nikros, Afal Pishlo Higia Dane Sachama. Yeah! Lo Kayam Lan Kama say, we don't follow the first Mishnah and Shas. We don't pass like, why? It's against the Brisa of Rabbi Akiva. And Rav Ches going to Daf Tes. V'yaf al-kav, the posag Rav Yehuda, Amashmul, Kerabah Gamliel, Amud HaShachar, Anan, Ad Rav Shimon, Bayochoy, Mishim Rav Yakiva, Samchinon, Shundu Mesayle, the Abaye, the Amal, the Kriyashma, Kivasikin. Itzrich, Rav Shimon, Bayochoy, Mishim Rav Yakiva, Vitzrich, Gami, Kivasikin. Need both. Why? Dim Rav Shimon, Bayochoy, Havamina, Dafko, Li Achar, Honetzacham, Hu, Dechazi, L'Shayom. After the sun finishes rising, while it's rising in the middle. By the way, who knows how long it takes for the sun to rise? From the beginning to the end. Anyone know? From your general knowledge of science, anybody know? Over 2 minutes, correct. Between 2 and 3 minutes, I believe. You check it out on your computer later. It takes between 2 and 3 minutes for the sun to rise and for the sun to set. I believe that that's the correct amount. I'll get to it in more detail later. You know, if you're up early, whoever's up at 5:24 tomorrow morning, can look out the window and see how long it takes. Okay, fine. Yeah, kamash malon kivasikin shugomen osam neitzachama lametcha sheshas neitzachama kiyacha neitzachama lekriyashma shel yom. So you can say shema not only after the sun finished rising, even as it's rising. For old sheikem mitzvosam and amufcha b'shas neitzachama hu. That's the preferred time to say Shema at that very moment. That's a Mishnah in Daf Chav Beis and Beis. If you can get up from the mikveh and say the Shema at that time, in other words, if you can say the Shema before the sun finishes rising, then you go out of the mikveh. Otherwise, you have to say the Shema in the mikveh. We'll get to that a little bit later. Mitzvahs and Netzachama v'yakta mishalem on Hashachar Yosef. Oh, that's what everyone else thinks. If you held like Vasikin, you would think it's to say it at that moment when the sun is rising. But if you say it earlier, you're Yosef, the whole world thinks that way. Kamashman to Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Choy, Mishra, Rabbi Akiva. Diyad ha-Netzachama roi hu l'kriyashma shalayla m'kora shal yom lo Yosef. Pilulei plum. The Balamor says that all of today's Vasikin are not Yosef Kriyashma v'doraisa. Pilulei plum. No? The Balamor is an iconoclast. He held his own shittas. Fine. Good. So set his own shittas aside. As a matter of fact, we'll see later, the Tosfos in Yuma, Rabbi Natan, was a much more mainstream figure, says like it. I think it's a little bit Rabbanan, it's a different word. But in principle, he also says they should say Shema after the sun rises. He doesn't know about this tripartite division with those 2.5 minutes being a separate unit. That's where Balamor created that. I mean, it's true. It's true and found in Pesachim, but in Pesachim it's not a halachic matter. It's a matter of Edom Zomimim, you know, Edom HaKosha. When do they say what? That doesn't do with that. It's not a halachic statement in Pesachim Daf Yud Beis. It's purely a matter of when the Edom is, you know, when did it happen? But anyway, the Balamor quotes that as a present. That's the introduction today. Shia took 10 minutes. We have 20 minutes to try to analyze the Ramban, which was the primary purpose of today's Shia. We'll see if we can get through it. It's pretty long. We'll see what we can do. Everyone join in with me, the Ramban. I hope you saw it already as part of the Makoros. If you didn't, we'll see it now. Omra Kosef. V'tomei al atzmecha. Ask a question against yourself. Ihachi, if so, heichi l'ramina d'Rabbi Shimon. The Shemur should have asked the question, the steered was in Rabbi Shimon. V'ika l'tchuyel l'kshiv l'ifra k'odideva, the rabbi. Tochil urcha l'talmuda b'chol duchta. Whenever there's a steera, in a Tana, what would I say, a contradiction? Yeah, k'odideva, the rabbi. It's Rabbi Shimon's own opinion, it's Rabbi Akiva's opinion that he quotes. V'su tikshid Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva is a steera. Why? Hachu tanya achanes achamo l'kamad of testament base, tanya Rabbi Akiva omer, the Shiyakib and Chamor la Arod. It's another one of the Mishiyakib between a donkey and who knows what an Arod means. I don't even know what an Arod means. Look it up in the, you know what it means? A mule. Okay, a donkey, a mule. I thought that means almost the same thing. But I guess it's a little bit different. I'm not a scientist. Almost the same. Fine. It's much earlier. If you're Mazu Smicha Shesamech al Diri Abaye, Shalotas Bekrishma Shalom Kodam Zman Azeh. Havade tamad abay ketamad abraisa. The katonic that she is so mech gula letfila. V'nimtzam espalo bayom. Let's take a look at both. I keep one hand here in the Ramban, one hand in the Gemara, Testament base. Just keep one hand here and one hand there. I have two Gemaras. So I don't need two hands. I have two Gemaras. There's only one way. I need two hands. Testament base on both sides. My ben chelas l'lovin. After the Mishnah. Right, it's the second medium-sized line. Ilema ben gvava the armor, the chivra, the gvava the armor, the tchelta between white wool and blue wool. Habulal and ami made the yadi. You can tell at night. How can you tell at night? It's dark. I don't know. How can you tell? I don't know. I have no idea. Okay. Ela ben tchelas shabbat alavan shabbat. Rashi explains. Giza semesh shetzava tchelas. So it's a spotted blue and white within the same garment. Fine. Tanya Rabbi Meir over Mishiyakab and Zev LeKelev. I know what a wolf and a dog is. Rabbi Kiva Meir, Ben Chamor LaRod, a donkey and a mule. I'm not sure what that means exactly. Acherim Omrim, Mishiyiras Chavero Rochuk Dal Ramas V'yaki Renim. That's the equivalent, the poskim say, of Mishiyakab and Tcheles LeLovin. So far, here the Ramban's a bombshell cash against the Balamor. Obviously, this Mishayak is before the sun rises. According to Balamor, you can't be Yotze according to Rabbi Akiva before the sun rises. That's a bombshell kashi. You wonder if the Balamor would come from Trias HaMesim, how would he answer the question of the Ramban? This is a bombshell kashi. I have no idea. If you have an answer, you'll let me know. Okay, fine. Right. Amar Avuna Baloch Kacherim. Amar Abaye Litfilin Kacherim. Mishayak. The Kurishma Kevasikin. Why? Why? Why they do it earlier? Do it Mishayake. You know why? You get the push up shot over here is that the point of Vesikin is to daven Shmonesri at sunrise. You put together the obligation to daven Shmonesri at sunrise. And Smichas Gula Tefillah, he left with the conclusion, it's not right to say Shema so early Mishiyaka, because then you're going to have a big gap till this time for Shemon Esrei. Look at the next Gemara. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda, what's Hey? What's the Hey? Hey, Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi, Ben Eliyakim, Mishimut, Kala Kadesh, Mishalem, Kala Somer Gula Tefillah, Eno Nizek, Kala Yom Kulo. Kala Yom Kulo. The whole day will not have any hezek. Wow. Skip five lines. Rabruna, Adam Gadolhu, Vesamech, Vemitzvahs, Zimna Chada, Samachul, let's feel it once. Vloposik Chucham Ipume Kuliyoma. He didn't stop smiling all day long. What? What? Says Toysvis, Kolasoma Gulat Fili, and Tamalo Kolalam Samachulat Fili. We do it every single day. What's the big deal? That's not so easy to do. We have watches today. We estimate based upon our calendars. They have to see. And to say Krishma and estimate that as soon as you finish, the sun's going to come out. How do you do that? So he hit the jackpot. He didn't stop laughing all day. Everybody follow me? To get the impression that the average person would not succeed in Smichas Gula Tefillah. Because he'd say Kriyashma probably a little bit too early. And then he'd have to wait till the sun rose, till he saw the sun, to say Shmoneh Esrei. So he was mevatel sefiras gula letefillah. That's the impression that's conveyed. I let him stall off. Some of you go to the Vesikim Yonim. They were a little bit early, so they started, they say, V'yatziv, V'nochon, V'kaya, you know, you stall it off until you see the sun. I guess, well, you have to stall at the very end, because then you, whatever. In my opinion, you Mekayim Vesikim, as long as you say Shmoneh Esrei, in that magic period of time that the Baal HaMor spoke about, as the sun is rising. You have 2.5 minutes, some of that, from the time that the sun first starts to rise, to fulfill Kriyas Shmoneh Esrei Kivasikin, as the sun is rising. So I also am goyris to Baal HaMor's three-part division. And only as a lechatchila to say Shmoneh Esrei in that time zone. So you can start stalling from V'yatzeh V'nochon and V'kayim. If the sun rises right away, it takes less than 2 minutes to get from V'yatzeh V'nochon to Shmoneh Esrei. I guess it was too hard for them to do in any event. They had no idea when. They had no watches. They just couldn't figure it out. So the Ramban is now quoting this Gemara at some length. Watch this. Says the Heilige Ramban like this. Says the Ramban, Mazu smicha shesamach deri abayi shalos losis kvikriyash rosh yom konon zman hazeh. No! Havadai tamad abayi katamad the brisa the katonik ashi yesamach kulu tefillah misespal bayom. Hori kama. The tefillah may emasai zmanam b'shachos kacherim to paskin and kavasai. Abo the kriyashma adai in sorach la'acher ad kedei shiyya gomro im honei tzachama v'yispal bayom v'shamas mino behedya to b'shem debi'ina tefillah bayom hu. Ukronami the rabzeo the tefillah hu to b'ucha perk tefillah sashachar. Right? What does it say in tefillah sashachar? It says v'lefnei areach dor dodim but tefillah mincha. It's mincha nothing to do with what we call v'sikin. V'olesa v'adai ela v'lechatchila v'sikin. Al mispala mishalem on hashachar ein atzoroch l'achzal spala that not tefillah sashachar ad chatzos. Kretai that aflamin Hishkin lotzes laderach mevi'en lo shovev v'tokeyav v'omen mispala. Tefillah Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza the polygol ha'pirshu b'gemara mishem nismis magul l'tefillah adiflein. It's better to daven smichas gula tefillah than to daven Shmoneh Esrei as soon as you have a chance, because you're leaving it, and after you leave your house, you cannot daven Shmoneh Esrei standing in one place. What's more important, tefillah mu'uman or smichas gula tefillah? That's a dispute. But they all agree that you can be also tefillah from alos hashachar in a pinch, and therefore kriyishma as well. He thinks, we'll see you soon. Hola v'achi, zman tefillahu me'ata. Smantfilu, Beatam Kara Krishma is spal Korbe Sachama, Yotza against the Balamor. Fiocha W do a become a Makoma Shabigamura. Shivlo Samakulat Fila, Yotza, Ben Shabitl Bishoga, Ben Shabitl Bemazi. The Kamishkan Abai, Labai Shains Manan Sachama, the Krishma, Elimishim Shayisma Gulat Fila, that's the whole point. Fispal and Mashemesh, Im Kara Krishma Kodaman Sachama, Filo Spal Adan Achane Sachama. Dava baruch sheyatza. Everything. Shema, shmesei. Ella, shlokiyem mitzvah, kloma smichas gula tefila. For the old, l'shetzuras ha-gemara mochaka shekachi yamini chachamim shelo lismach gula tefila. Shreyamru adam gadol hu v'yusamek mitzvah su. Zimna choda samach gula tefila l'posik chucha mipume. He did it once. Once. What they do? Never says it. Tana the Tani Kulu Zimni Arvin, Uvashakrin, Denisti on Eitzachama Bemasai. should have certainly said it. Ela b'shvachon shel vasikin dibur chachamim. Ubo abaya loma shel li'olam yasa kol odam atzma ke vasikin kol she efshar. Shemach yomah l'kriyash me ke vasikin. The boy smichas gula l'tfila. Ubo y'tfila ma'shemesh. Kloma samach l'hanetz. E'acharav miyad. He says not that split second, but samach, which I interpret to mean as long as the sun is still rising, as I told you, 2.5 minutes approximately. Vahilka ke vasikin. All right, so you blew it. You did it too late. V'somech tefillonetz v'chol kocho. You do it as close as possible. Rabbi Osai, who that much as close as possible to 5:24 a.m. Guys, you're not good guys. Quanta Ramban. Quanta Ramban, Rabbeinu Yonah, we're all b'di'evet yidden every single morning. So our decision is a stark illusion. We're all b'di'evet yidden, according to Rabban Rabbeinu Yonah, because we don't say Shmir Kriya Shema before the sun rises. Can you imagine that? If you want to volunteer, start tomorrow at Avon Masikin and get the Shema Esrei at 5:24, I'm willing to make such a minyan. But I don't think we're going to be able to get so many volunteers. Again, I never daven Avon Masikin except for Shavuot this morning. Except this year, I daven Avon Masikin for 3.5 months because I couldn't go to shul. Anyway. Huh? With is a little bit easy, it's true. V'zeo simesh on the v'reshe shel hilni l'sha'amad de b'Yerushalayim sh'nitzosus nitozen emena achan etzacham ahavi yumo lamed zayin amed beiz. Rebbe Osi, you have a chance before tomorrow shiur, tomorrow morning. Look up yumo lamed zayin amed beiz. Look up tosus kos Rebbe Natan. It's going to be similar to the Rebbe Alamor, but not identical, as we shall see. V'chein amed b'Yerushalmi episka de masnisin ad anetzacham k'dei sh'yiru ten hacham mit taftefes al rashi ahorim. He also quoted Yerushalmi. That's the part where, if you put one finger over here and go back to the Balamor, it's a new paragraph. Karsina and Yerushalmi. Imanet Zacham, Rav Schaya, Breda, Rav Yaakov, Bar Zavdi, Bishem, Rabbi Yona, Kteshe, Metavtefes, Al Rosh Yehorim. No. That's exactly the Gears of the Ramban. What's the mistake? Hold on.
Period. Until sunrise. Period. Nobody. So it has to be done when? After sunrise, according to the opinion of the Balamor. Fine. I'm not sure what he means. He made a mistake in his girsa. What's the mistake in the girsa? So I have in my version of the riff, Ha'oros in the back. It goes page by page. So I'm going to look up, there's a little asterisk by me, on page Dalet. What do you mean he made a mistake in his girsa? What mistake in the girsa? What mistake in the girsa? Let's see if I can find it. Let's see.
Who are your gores emanates a chama? Teish a chama metaftefes. Who's al gores ad? You see, I missed it. I missed one letter. Is it im or ad? So the gears of the Balamora was emanates a chama. And the gears of the Ramban is adanates a chama. See, I blew it. I was looking the whole time to find a mistake. It's one letter mistake. Big difference, no? Ad is before and im is with. So the whole Balamora is based on his misgirsa of im. Wow. I didn't pay attention. Let's keep going in the Ramban. It's a long, we're not going to finish today, that's for sure. You call Yisrael kivasikim. Well, let's hope the Mashiach will come quick. Kach shnir perek tfilas ha-shachar. Mitzvos am neitzachama. Uvetosefta katoni. Reshet dahi me'emas ha-ikorna shema b'shachris. Acher momim. Desh yiroa chaver baruch da'ala amas. So makiro. Mitzvos am neitzachama. Desh yisomach lo tfila. V'nimtza mispala b'yom. It's an ofna tosefta, Rabbi Osai. Now everyone has a tosefta? Who has a tosefta brochus? I guess everyone has it. Let's look in the back and see if we can find it. Right, we don't trust anybody, my Rebbe taught us. Look in the Tosef, this is Halacha Beis. I assume it means Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. We'll see soon. Tosef to Brochus. Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. Let's take a look. Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis. What does it say? Rabbi Shimon Omer. We have it as halacha dalit. No? The same source that says it's a mitzvah from the Nates says that it's also, it could be Yotzei from earlier. It's a great kash against the Balamor. Turn the page back to the Ramban. He says, over here, halacha beis, and my edition says halacha dalet. I don't know what your edition says. Can't answer. Fine. Let's go on. Uvushamin ami Isa. Is tanuya tani ben zev lekele ben chamor laro. Is tani tuya kadesh yodam rocho mechavera abramas umakiru. That's what the Bible says. Daf Testament base. Okay? Avalama mitzvos and nesacham leshismach lo tefila nesemisbal bayom. Why is it called Yerushalmi? It's a Bavli. Omer avzeira v'ano armet tama yeruchim shemesh. Yeah? Omer marukvo havasikin himashkimin v'koron osa kdei shismach tefila osa nesacham kloma shem akdimin v'koron osa kone nesacham kdei shigomen osa v'somchim tefila osa ima nesacham. Holomanu shlomo nesacham le mitzvah ben amufchal v'asikin Machtem v'gomen etzachama she'ena mechamen kol kach maschadim haneitz v'somek perishis avol zmanash k'mo shoshanina me'emes ha'kodesh shema b'shachris the dovim poshet u'befursim and the Bala Mor is 100% wrong. V'l'mutzrachnu l'divrei rabbeinu, what do we need the riff for? Ela she'bezeh she'omer she'modim v'chachamon rabbi Shimon d'yotzim ad me'sholem u'na shachar b'diyeve v'yein she'yuin me'emes ha'kodesh ela l'chatchilam. That's the chiddush of the riff. So the Me'emas HaKoron from Mishayakir says the riff, no, you can be also before that. That's not found anywhere in Shas. Lord B'mekomo Mukhra, Shri Afla, Rabbi Shimon, Mishim, Rabbi Akiva. Kodom Netzachama, Yimamahu. That means you can be Yotze against the Balamor. Find enough with Leib Leila, Mishim, Miyuta, the Inchi, the Ganu HaYishaita. A minority is still asleep. Are you kidding? So of course it could be Yotzei. Against the Bala Mor says you cannot be Yotzei Shel Yom before the sun rises. Ivyim Toma is Mano Shoze, Los Mano Shoze. Oh, maybe you'll say it's a cutoff. And since it serves as my kriya shema shalayla b'diyevit, al korchenu, it's not my kriya shema shayom. Says the Ramban, if you had to pick a choice, you'd pick yom over layla. What does he say? Hoya lo lotzis b'shal yom. The yomu, it's halachic day from alos ha-shachar. Uzman kima hu l'ruba, v'lo lechash l'miyuda d'ganu. the other way, if you had to pick one over the other, what should you have done? Should it say it's Shvi'i Shel Yom and not Shalayla? I have a little star. There's nowhere the Rabbeinu Ephraim is quoted here. I couldn't find it. I saw the stars. It's not here. It must have a different gears in the Rambam. Hamua talking b'sefer is that we don't see it anywhere. Shanina Mishnah Shlema Megillah Daf Chaf and Koranis on Megillah Belayla on a Netzach Hama for Kulan Shalom Shalom on the Shachar Kosher Shema Mina Kol Dava Shemitzvos Beyom Mishas Netzach Hama Masim Shalom on the Shachar Kosher Umachirish Nischarish Them Bekriyish Matfila Yosim Mishar Mitzvus Shariach Olenas Aderech. What's the Balamor making us crazy? You can't fulfill Kriyishma from Mishal Alam on the Shachar. So you see, Klar, that Kriyishma and Shar Mitzvahs are the same. Why? Because in Megillah Daf Chaf they learn other mitzvahs, and in Brachos Abbeis they derive Kriyishma Shel Arayos from the exact same pasuk. Take a look for a moment. We're going to stop the shiur now. Tomorrow we'll begin Aval Harotze, which is finally where the Rambam is going to defend the Rif directly. Just take a quick look at Abbeis of Manav to see that same pasuk that he quotes over here from Megillah, which is found there in the context of all mitzvahs Hayom are only from when we wake up in the morning till we finish working at night, etc. That exact same pasuk is found over here. No, it's not here. Where's that pasuk? Beis Amid Beis. Where is that pasuk found on Beis Amid Beis? Where can I find it? Here it is. It says as follows. It says, when can you say Shema? Halfway on the page. Says a kochavim. Here's a pasuk which is coming from Nehemiah. The pasuk says is in Nehemiah, the next pasuk. What does that mean? That until Tesek Achavim is considered Yom, and ever was considered Laila. That pasuk is quoted in the context of Zman Kriyishma, and the same pasuk is quoted in Masechta Megillah, context of the other mitzvahs. See, this is all the same. The cutoff point is Alosa Shachar. That's the cutoff point, right? Before the pasuk, Alosa Shachar. That's the cutoff point for all the mitzvahs, right? Until then, you can't do the mitzvah even with the Eved, then you can. So Kriyishma is the same thing, because Kriyishma is quoted in this context as well. Against the Balamor, which is the opposite. We'll stop here. We read a lot today, and we're going to read a lot tomorrow as well. I want to teach you this year how to read. How to read quickly. Reading comprehension. We try to explain things a little bit. I'm assuming you prepared in advance. You know what I was talking about. So by tomorrow, I hope you'll have finished the Ramban. I was asked about Numar Makomas. I'm not willing to give Numar Makomas until everyone finishes the Ramban. When you finish the Ramban, you tell me. If you all finish by today, you'll have new ones tomorrow. Okay? Who's finished so far? Nobody. Okay, so maybe I'm happy to give you the Makoros, but I want you to finish these Makoros. Okay, we're going to resume today at 6:30. We're going to go. We're not going to read this. This is for the advanced students. 6:30, I have the whole shul on Zoom. I don't know, men, women, and children. I don't know who's acting on my Zoom. So we'll discuss what we call oisinvading, outside. Today we learn ininvading, inside. Both are important. That's what learning is about. Looking at the text and analyzing the svaras. We'll try to divide it as much as we can, just to have the text in the morning and the svaras in the afternoon. It can't be hermetically sealed, obviously. That's what we're going to try. Okay, Rabbi Osei, go back to learn. Chesky, you can turn this off.